This is Thurman Scrivener with the Living Savior Ministries. This ongoing series this week is going to be called Stop Being Faithless and Believe. If you will believe God, you will get to see Him do wonderful things. And we'll tell you at the end of the program how you can call in and get these teachings free and postpaid. Everything we do is free and postpaid. Now then, we're going to get on with the teaching and just call us at the number that'll be at the end for these teachings, free and postpaid.
Thank you, Lord. I'm so grateful for the privilege to know Jesus. Did you know that if there's anything that standing here listening to these beautiful songs that they were playing and looking at that, and I'm just thinking, Lord, those of us that have had the privilege to know You as Lord and Savior are the most blessed of all people that's ever walked on the face of the earth. I mean, this morning I listened to D. James Kennedy read an article that was in a newspaper in Florida. And it was written by a group of atheists. And I thought, Lord, those people, they have been deceived by the devil. Those are human beings that's been deceived by the enemy. And here we have this great and awesome God. And we don't even spend any time with Him. We don't worship Him, praise Him, so little. But, I mean, this morning after I listened to Him, I was sitting there in my office and I was just sitting there with my chair laid back against the wall, kind of, and my hands raised, and I'm thinking, oh God, Lord, I just want to know You better.
Amen.
I want to know more about who You are. I said, Lord, You are so capable of doing what I am so incapable of doing. I said, Lord, to think that I have the privilege not only to have known You as my Savior, but to now know You as my healer, my deliverer, my provider. And then, Lord, to step over into this world of faith and to see You do all these mighty signs and wonders and miracles that I've had the privilege to see You do. I said, Lord, of all people, we are so blessed.
Amen.
We are so blessed. I think, you know, we don't praise Him enough. We don't thank Him enough. We just don't realize who God is. I said, Lord, I prayed and on the way down here a while ago, Cheryl and I, we come around the corner down there and there was a man walking with a pair of crutches with one leg gone. Walking in front of that station over there. I see people like that over there on that corner pretty regular, but this wasn't the same one. I saw a different one this morning. I thought, Lord, whatever I need to do that I may get to the point where that when I could walk up to a human being like that and I could really believe Your promise, where You said, just son, ask me for anything.
Amen.
Anything and I'll do it for You. May my faith get to the point where I could just stop the car, run over and say, sir, I'm going to pray and ask the King of the universe to give you a new leg, and I'm going to guarantee He's going to give it to you. And I said, in the name of Jesus, Father, give him a new leg and see that leg grow out right there. I said, Lord, that's where I want to get. That's where I want to be. You know, and I have people all the time tell me, well, good grief, Thurman, you ought to be happy where you are. You know, I said, well, I'm not happy where I am. You know, when you've tasted the heavenly gift,
amen.
When you've tasted that heavenly gift and the powers of the world to come, I mean, I got to be somewhere down here on the bottom of a step from here, and here's step one or two out of maybe 5,000, and I'm somewhere down here near the bottom. But I want to be on the top. Don't you, Ernest?
Yes, sir.
I want to be able to pray that prayer of faith and see God do mightier things. Because, you know, when we, the church, start walking in this, nobody will have to ask, is there really a God? Is there really a God? When we walk in the kind of power that's available to us as sons and daughters of God, when we as children of God become true children of God that are led by the Spirit of God, we begin to hear His voice. You know, it's amazing how that for years I didn't know He was a God that spoke. Nobody ever told me He was. And then one day, I heard His voice. And he spoke to me and he told me something to do over my children. And I thought, wow, how awesome. I did it. I was obedient. I obeyed him. And then, of course, as many of you know, 2 years later, I heard it a second time. Who knows how many times he tried to talk to me in there, but I didn't hear. But I heard clear this morning, that morning, years ago. And here I'm only under 20,000 pounds of steel out there on a Monday morning at 9 o'clock just doing some work. And he said, son, you forgot to do your paperwork this morning. I said, Lord, that's right, I did. But I said, Lord, I just like 15 minutes under here, then I'll run right back over there and do it. He said, no, son, I want you to go do it right now. Now we have a choice when he talks to us. Are we going to do what he says or are we going to wait? Well, I said, okay, I'll go. So I just laid everything down and crawled out from under and stood up and took the second step. And 20,000 pounds of steel that I was under, the supporting structure exploded and it was laying flat on the ground. If I hadn't have been obedient to the voice of the Spirit, I would not be here today. And I think of the thousands of people that would not have been healed, at least not through this ministry. God could have raised up somebody else. But I'm so grateful that I've got to be the one to pray those prayers of faith. I'm grateful I got to be the prayer of faith, pray the prayer of faith for you, young lady.
Amen.
Aren't you glad too?
Yeah.
Oh, Ernest, this lovely bride over there. I mean, you know, I got to pray the prayer of faith for her here a few months ago. She had had a tumor for 15 years. Amen. And within a week after we prayed, the Lord took that thing away. Isn't he awesome, Ernest?
Woo!
I mean, that makes you want to praise him.
Yes.
Somebody asked, Ernest, do you believe God's real?
Yes.
They got to you too late.
Yes.
They got to you too late to make you, there ain't no God in your life, is there?
Yes.
Glory to God. And that just makes me tremble all over. As I walked out there, I just got a tingling. Somebody said, do you ever feel anything? I said, no, but man, I did just then. Woo, I felt it. I'm still feeling it. Glory to God. Maybe I'm just beginning to step into that realm. I don't know what I'm doing. But, oh, I loved it. Oh, that tingling was all over me when I walked out there. I thought, wow, God, you're so awesome. We give him the glory and the praise. And I think about hearing his voice. And then this weekend I had a pastor and his wife from Louisiana, Shreveport, that came and spent Friday night with me until about 11:30. I guess they got there 4:30 or whatever it was, 5 o'clock Friday afternoon, stayed with me till 11:30, and we just talked about these wonderful things. He wants to get into a healing ministry. And we were talking, but he said, I've been listening to your tapes, and I hear you talk about, you hear the voice of God. And he said, you know, I had a real experience when I heard the voice of God one day. He said, you know, I'm a acoustical ceiling man. That's what he does as a contractor, as well as preaches. But he says, we were building a building, and he said the general contractor, since his wife knew I was a pastor, every time she'd bring him his meal, she'd bring a nice meal for me. And I'd go eat in the little trailer on the job site with him every day. And so said this one day, his wife brought the meal, and he come in and said, hey, call me by name. And he said, I was on a double fold a lift way up there putting ceiling tile in a high building. And he said, come on down. My wife brought dinner. He said, okay, I'll be right down. I said, the Spirit said, no, don't go down. So I looked over to Gavin. He said, did you just say something to me? He said, no, I never said a word. He said, I heard a voice that told me not to go down. He said, there ain't nobody else up there except me and him and God. So he said, I thought, okay, Lord, I don't know. But he said, I hollered at him and said, I'll have to be there in a little while. He said, oh, okay, when you get ready. So he said, about 15 minutes. I said, I kind of quietly, I said, Lord, can I go down now? And the Spirit said, no, not yet. So he said, I just kept putting ceiling tile in. He said, about 15 minutes later, I said, Lord, can I go down now? And he said, no, not yet. So he said, I just kept putting them up about 45 minutes. And he said, all of a sudden, the Lord says, now you can go. Okay, so he said, told the guy, I said, let's go have lunch. So, but he said, as I'm letting it down, the Lord told me, he said, no lunch. You leave the job site and don't return. He said, Lord, I didn't have a clue what was going on. You know, God don't really tell you a whole lot. But he said, I let that thing down. I walked outside and got in my truck and I drove off. He said, I have no idea what's going on. But all I'm doing is obeying the Spirit.
Amen.
He said, I drive about 3 miles down the road and I think, you know, I really am hungry. It's way past lunch. So he said, I just pull in here and have a hamburger. So he said, I pulled in there and had a hamburger. The Lord didn't say anything. So he said, I pulled in and I had a hamburger. And he says, after I got through eating my hamburger, I said, well, I'm going to go back out to that job site and finish that building. I got to finish that today. And he said, all of a sudden, a man walked in about that time just as I'm leaving. And he said, oh, he said, Pastor so-and-so, I'm sure glad you're here. He said, I really need to talk to you. He said, well, he said, I really don't have time. If I talk now, as late as I'm not going to finish my building today. He said, but it's extremely important that I talk to you. Now, what had the Lord told him to do? Not come back. But see, he's trying to disobey. But he don't understand. He's like all the rest of us. He doesn't have enough. The Lord tells you to do something, you don't question him. You just do what he says. You know, if he says leave and don't come back, you leave, you stop, you have lunch, and then go home. You know, but you don't come back. But he got to thinking, you know, I got to finish that job. So he said, when I started to go back, the Lord put a man in my way that was absolutely demanding. He had to talk to me. So I finally said, okay, let's go back in and sit down. So he sat down and talked about an hour. And he said, after we talked about an hour, he left. I said, okay, Lord, now I got to go back and finish that building. I'm really going to have to work late to get through that building. So he said, okay, no problem. So he said, I headed back. So I had to get about a mile from the job site. And said, there's all kinds of ambulances and sirens and all kinds of stuff. I said, wow, must have had a wreck somewhere around here close. He said, I pulled up in front of that site and I looked and the front face of that new building had fell out and all floors was laying flat on the ground, totally collapsed. You reckon it was a good thing for him to have listened to the voice of God that day? You know what would have happened to him if he had not been led by the Spirit and obeyed the Spirit? He would have been dead.
We're going to have to stop right there, break into the program, but we'll continue tomorrow at the same place, unless this happens to be the last one in the series. But if you would like these teachings, free and postpaid, if you'll contact us at 940-242-2106, 940-242-2106, and ask for the teaching, Stop Being Faithless and Believe. We will send it to you free and postpaid, either on DVD or CD or cassette, whatever. We have it on all media. Or you can contact us on the web at www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That stands for The Living Savior Ministries. And we'll send these to you free and postpaid. Remember, Jesus is Lord.